Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach podcast.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Engaging People Powering Companies podcast with your host Amrit Sander. So today our topic is bullying. Now we've heard very recently in the UK the independent review that was carried out regarding the Home Secretary, who was found to have broken the ministerial code in her conduct. And it was classed as bullying. The screaming, the anger, the frustration, the way she was treating civil servants around her. And we've also seen it across the pond in the US, you know, with the way Trump is now trying to bully his way through. And it just brings to light something that I think many of us have thought we'd eliminated from the modern workplace, whether it's government or not. So, I mean, bullying is not something that I think many of us would have said we witness. But actually, I wonder if many more of us are suffering or have suffered bullying without realizing it, or certainly knowing something that wasn't quite right. If we look at the definition of, there isn't actually a standard definition of bullying, but ACAS describe it as the behavior from a person or group that's unwanted and makes you feel uncomfortable, including feeling frightened, intimidated, less respected, so degraded, and made fun of, makes you feel very uncomfortable, so humiliated. And it results in feeling upset and offended. Now, again, those are quite extreme emotions, you know, intimidated, degraded, humiliated, offended, insulted. But something that I remember in a place where I used to work, there were these, I think there were monthly meetings that this group of men used to hold. Now, this group of men, they were charged in the organization to implement operational plans. And the organization had given the remit that anybody who needed to implement anything through the organization had to go through this group of people. So on a monthly basis, they would meet and their agenda was full. And it was notorious in terms of how they treated people. I heard stories of how people would come out crying. They would feel humiliated, degraded. But that wasn't the most important part of this. The most important part that I heard was this group of men relished what they did to people. They almost rubbed their hands in glee thinking, let's see what the next one does. It was unbelievable. And that wasn't too long ago. Now, that might sound extreme, but I wonder if many more examples of bullying are going on that we don't often associate with bullying. But how many times do maybe people make you feel intimidated or degraded or uncomfortable, slightly humiliated, maybe belittled? And these examples can, you know, we can come across lots of different examples. And I wonder, I just want to get to the heart of what's going on here. So we know how it makes people feel, but what causes it? Now, you know, I think there's two schools of thought here, or certainly two avenues. One is the intentional. These are just nasty people who get a kick, like the example I've just described here. This group of men who used to meet, they actually got a kick out of treating people the way they did. Now, let's be really clear. This behavior was sanctioned. Now, by sanctioned, I mean nobody did anything to stop them, but they all knew it was going on, right to the CEO. So there was no ambiguity. Everybody used to talk about these meetings, how horrendous they were, how people would feel, but nobody did anything. So this was intentional, this was on somebody's watch, and they really didn't care. Now, the irony was, then they'd spend a lot of money into employee engagement surveys and everything else, and that's where the ticking boxes came in, because you think, well, what's the point? When you're allowing behaviors like that to go on, and you're sanctioning it. So that's the one side of it, where these behaviors are done deliberately, intentionally, without any regard for the culture, the toxicity that's been created, and it's just, this is the way it is. The other side of it, though, is the unintentional. And I think, and I have seen this myself, where people don't know how to cope with the stress and the pressure they're under. And the extreme pressure means their behaviors, they react. And it's almost like people at breaking point who will lash out at the people around them because they just don't know any other way. Now, I'm not saying this is right. But in this situation, these people need help. They're either in the wrong roles or they're under such extreme pressure that this is causing them to behave in a way that is just unnatural to them and it's unwanted to the people around them. You know, the intimidation, the degradation, the humiliation. there was one leader I heard of, and there was a particular function that used to have to liaise with him. And in rage, he would often throw everything on his desk at the wall. It just swipe his whole desk, the laptop, whatever it might have been, in absolute fit of rage. Now imagine trying to deal with this person. Who'd want to go and tell him bad news or news that was challenging? And so you end up with a fear culture. But underneath all of that, I'd heard he was actually a really nice person. He just was having a really hard time coping with the stress and the pressure. It wasn't a role that was helping him at all. Somebody should have stepped in and helped him. So these are the two avenues here, where it's intentional, where people knowingly are doing this and knowingly sanctioning it, and then those that are unintentional. And there's a really nice quote I came across that you might know. Paulo Coelho's books on, he wrote The Alchemist. I love that, The Alchemist. It's a very simple story, but it just appeals to me. It's a heartwarming, nice, fuzzy, warm story. And one of his quotes is, "A mistake repeated more than once is a decision." Often you hear people saying, "Well, I'm really sorry, it was a mistake. It was unintentional." But a mistake repeated more than once is a decision. You're then choosing to behave in a certain way. Now, as I said, it might be that you don't know any other way. But most adults now are aware of their behaviours, how they're behaving. So therefore, if it's not something they're choosing to behave in or wanting to, but know no other way, they need to seek help. Anger management, mindfulness, whatever it might be that we need to. And I'm not belittling anything. This is a serious, serious issue. Bullying in the workplace or bullying anywhere. But the impact is huge. So where people knowingly are behaving in this way, but they don't know how to stop it, they need to seek help. Where others are seeing people behaving this way, we have to intervene. How the hell is that anybody's values in any organization? It can't be. And then when they're knowingly doing it, they're sanctioning it. A bit of an old boys club. And I say boys because that's the experience I had. I saw people come out broken from these sessions. I only ever experienced it. I went into it once. I never had the same experience, but I don't know if I went in armed and prepared. But that doesn't make it right. Wow, we shouldn't be behaving in this day and age in this manner. Now, those people have probably gone on and got promotions and they're working in other organizations. You can't hide your past. You can't hide or pretend that's not how you behaved. It catches up with us all. So, and when it becomes such an ingrained way of working, it becomes a habit. That's just how you are. How many people are suffering working for leaders and managers who just know no other way other than to humiliate, degrade? Now, again, that this might be that's the extreme pressure and what have you. But the other side of it is just, and it's the hypocrisy actually, and then they often go on to tell other people how great and, you know, what great leadership looks like and what it should be, you know, how it should be exhibited. How the value should be demonstrated. And there's people behind them sat there thinking, rolling their eyes, thinking, are you having a laugh? This person standing up there saying this, knowing how the behaviors are. And, you know, it happens across every organization. The hypocrisy for how people describe how we should behave versus how they behave. So I just want to briefly touch upon what can we do about it rather than just accept that this is how it is. What can we do to address this? Firstly, I think not enough people say something. By say something, I mean to the people who are making others feel humiliated, degraded, whatever it might be. But let them know, give them feedback. This is how you have made me feel. And that will at least, if nothing else, if it's unintentional, it will make the person reflect to think, I need to get some help. That is in no way how I should have been behaving. I can't believe I made you feel like that. If it's intentional, they won't care. But at least you put it out there. Bullies need to be confronted. They don't like it when they are. And we've seen it on, you know, school playgrounds. When they're not, they go for the easy targets. They go for the people who are vulnerable to an extent. So we need to stand up to them. Let them know. Put it in an email. Talk to somebody else. The whole Me Too movement, you know, in terms of how it spread, that carried on until somebody was brave enough to call it out. We need to call these behaviors of mistreating human beings out. So I would let them know, give them feedback, put in an email, have a one-to-one with them, whatever it might be, but they need to know. Talk to another line manager, talk to somebody who might be, rarely in an organization are there so many people behaving the same way. Talk to another leader, talk to a line manager, HR, if there's a counseling service. But let them know, here's how you made me feel. Here's when this happened. Were there any witnesses? Was there any evidence? Be factual. We don't want to add to the emotions. It's about facts. So people then understand that that is not acceptable. And in a way, it's being logged and recorded. Secondly, I would urge you to go back and have a look at your anti-bullying policy. Most organizations, if not all organizations, will have one now. And these policies aren't there to tick boxes. They're there to help you understand the process and procedure for raising a complaint. So have a look at your anti-bullying policy. Follow it. Follow the process. Gain the facts and the details and see that through. I'm sure that will help a lot. So look, workplace bullying. We thought it was something that was relegated to the past. But we've had some very strong evidence that says at the highest levels of government, this stuff carries on. It's carrying on in organizations too. It happens. Power and influence impacts on some leaders, and behaviors are exhibited that are intentional or unintentional. But either way, bullying is going on in your workplace. Now, you may not describe behaviors that you might have seen or other people might describe as bullying, but if it's intimidating, causing physical or mental harm, humiliating, degrading, it's bullying. If you're not aware of it, then you need to get close to people around you to understand where is it going on and stamping it out. The company values stand for something. This is where we need to think about what are the levers and mechanisms that we use to adhere or apply the values of the organization. What are the behaviors that are, that align to the values of the organization? And what's the mechanism we've got in place to prevent people, to stop them from behaving like that? So workplace bullying, I'm sure many people have experienced it. I'm sure many people have witnessed it. And I can't remember the quote. The quote was, it takes a few good men to do nothing for things to go out of control. And that's not a quote. That's not the quote, but you get the gist of it. How many of us have stood by silently watching, turning the other cheek, worrying about our own jobs, our own livelihoods, and allowing people to be bullied around us? This is not to fill people with guilt, but it's to say we have the chance to stop it. So workplace bullying, it's an important topic. And I say workplace, if bullying goes on, it's a human trait. When somebody has power and influence over another, we have to fight it wherever we see it. Humanity is better than this, and we need to stop it wherever it rears its ugly head. So that's workplace bullying. Amrit Sander from the Engagement Coach. Join me again next week, where I'll be talking about other topical topics related to employee engagement, leadership development, and everything else in between. All the best. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.